I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. Welcome to today's podcast, and I have an awesome topic to talk about today. But I want to share with you, man, it's so great. We just took a week off. And as you know, I do a lot of traveling because when I'm traveling, I'm actually resting. Because when I'm going, I'm pushing really hard. Yesterday, I started probably around 7:30 in the morning. I got out of the office at 10:15 at night. It was a very long day. So I'm very used to long, drawn out days, but I am able to rest. But this trip was a little different. My wife loves moose, but when we lived in Colorado, we didn't have that much money, so we weren't able to do a lot of traveling up into the mountains, staying at hotels. So I was actually able to take her up to Grand Lake, Colorado, and we were able to stay in a nice place, and it was awesome because we actually got to see seven moose total. So we got to see four female moose and we got to see three babies. We got to get real close, obviously not danger close, but we got to get real close. And it was awesome because we used to live there for 15 years. And when I was getting started in this business, it just was tough because we didn't have any money before I started in this business. Then we had the $150,000 in credit card debt. And then I had to get started in the business and really start pushing. So unfortunately, when we lived there, I was still writing $12 million, $13 million years, $14, $15 million years, but I was still building. So I wasn't able to take her and enjoy these kind of things. And now that the machine is on autopilot, and not autopilot from the standpoint of I still have to work my tail off, I still have to study, I still have to do the normal everyday routine, making calls, I have to do all that, but we are able to take the time off and we're just able to do these crazy awesome things and fulfill dreams. And then on top of that, we went down to Colorado Springs and had this Messenger Cup event where basically all they do is it's this huge organization that just gives a bunch of free literature away to people in the world, leaders in the world, for free. And basically free, we sponsor. So we were able to pick up Belarus, Moldova, and Israel. And we're able to just help distribute this literature so people in other countries can get it free in their own language. So not only did we get to do something that is kind of a bucket list where she gets to go and see these moose, we get to go and sponsor countries around the world because we just have this freedom to do this. Now, freedom comes at a cost. And obviously, if you're in the military, we all know there's a cost to freedom, but there's a cost to freedom from the standpoint of being able to travel and do these things and support ministries and organizations. That means you're working your tail off during the times you're not out traveling. So today's topic, I am going to talk about a little bit. I'm going to actually do a full-blown e-course on this, and I do not know how long this is going to take because my executive assistant goes, I think that'd be a great e-course. So I'm going to work on this a little bit more. I just meant this to be a topic for a podcast, but man, I'm going to dig in deep into this. But it's don't be that salesperson. That's the name of the topic of this podcast is don't be that salesperson. What do I mean by that? So we have these stereotypes of salespeople, and a lot of times people don't want to say they're in a particular type of sales. So if you might have a little bit of embarrassment or shame if you're a used car salesperson, or if you're an insurance salesperson, or if you're a Kirby salesperson, or if you're an Amway salesperson. And here's the thing, the reason why those perceptions happen is because sometimes people are way too far extreme in a particular sales type that cause a bad name for the organization. So if I have a bad name for a Kirby salesperson, that unfortunately gives Kirby a bad name, but I own a Kirby and it does a great job with our house. But some salespeople get overzealous how they sell, and it unfortunately tarnishes the company name, but it is honestly has no reflection on the product. And I actually know a guy who's one of the top distributor of Kirby's in the entire United States. So the Kirby vacuum is one of those things that unfortunately has kind of got a bad name from the salespeople, but it honestly has no reflection on the product if you actually know how the product works. And I use that as an example because I own one. So I don't want to get something out there and say, well, hey, you're selling this product and it's a bad product, a bad name. That's not rarely do products actually represent what the salesperson tells. What I mean by that is salespeople can over-exaggerate, they can be too zealous, or they cannot know enough about the product that can give the company a bad name, whether it's true or not. And so when we're representing our products, we want to make sure we're properly presenting them in an honest, ethical way. So I'm going to cover a few types of salespeople. Maybe I'll throw in a fourth or a fifth for a bonus. Eventually, I could see this list being pretty long. And when I do the e-course, I could see this being pretty long. But let me just hit a few of these right now. Once again, I may be able to throw in a few bonus ones here. But one of them is don't be the used car salesperson. Now, I've bought many cars over the years. I bought new cars. I bought used cars. And one of the challenges, and I don't know why they actually talk about used car salespeople versus new car, because I've had bad experiences in both. And to me, if somebody says, don't be the car salesperson, that usually means to me, you know how it is. Well, if you don't buy this right now and you walk away, I don't think you're going to get this deal. I don't think my sales manager is going to approve this. And I see this happen in our annuity products. There's a product changing with a bonus, and it actually was 2 months out and that this product was changing. We knew it. It's because it's Texas. We had a 10-10 rule coming in, and we just knew way ahead of time that these products were going to be changing. Well, I would run into a meeting with clients, and then all of a sudden I'd find out, yeah, this guy said if I don't act today, man, this could go away and the bonus is going to change on this. And I'm going, no, we still have 2 months for this to happen. But the way they were selling it made them think that they had to act this moment. And that is a horrible way to ever sell. Now, if we have, and we just had this recently where a product in a week they were changing. Then I called my clients in and say, hey, you know what? I just want you to know this is your decision, your timing, but there's a product that's changing in 1 week. If you don't get this locked in, this will be the new rate. So I just want to make you aware of that. You decide what you want. So that's a factual type. A, it is changing. You do need to let your clients know. And there were some people that didn't get locked into that rate. They actually had to get the new rate, which was lower. But you don't sit there and say, well, hey, if you don't act right now, you're not getting this and blah, blah, blah. That's a pressure tactic. And I hate sales and pressure tactics. You should never pressure sale anyone. It should be their decision and their timing. It's their money, their responsibility to make the decision. It's not you pushing on it. So don't be the car salesperson. Another one is whatever you think is best guy. What I mean by this, and I've helped many, many agents over the year that do this, they basically come up with three products and they push them over to the client and they say, hey, which one do you think is best for your situation? I think that's a bad way to do that. I would hate for a doctor to come up. They know they have the perfect treatment for me, yet they give me three different choices with the second and the third being less effective and less likely to actually fix the problem. I want the doctor to go, I know for a fact this is the best solution to the problem you're having, so let's pick this treatment. If you're the expert, you should know right off the bat which is the best solution to this person's problem. Putting the client to make the decision you think is taking the burden off of you, but really it's not. It's adding a burden because they could go back and go, well, hey, I thought this guy was an expert. And if I come behind you, I'm going to say, no, absolutely. This is number one. This is number two. This is number three. This is why I picked number one. This is why I think you should pick this product. It's a confidence in you are the expert. Okay. So don't give them three different choices when they're not even an expert in the same field you are. Make the decision, and if they choose it, great. If they don't, fine. If they choose number two or number three, or let's say they want to break them into multiple annuity companies for the purposes of it gives them a peace of mind, then do that. But don't sit there and put them in the situation of making a decision that they're not the expert in. Another one, I think this is really important, is don't be the actor or the actress. Don't act like you like these products. Don't act like you're concerned about their situation. Don't act like you care about their situation if you really don't. It's basically a horrible way to do that. And I've seen salespeople do that. I've heard salespeople that sell annuities and they go, well, I really don't like these products anyway. Why the heck are you selling them? If you don't see the true value, don't be an actor or actress and act like you like these products when you really don't. That's a horrible way to do business. You know, anytime you believe in a product, it's easy to represent it. But if you don't believe in it, why are you pushing on people when you yourself went and used these? I use that example as I actually own an annuity. I'm going to own more annuities. I just turned 46, so I'm going to start to get into these. Unfortunately, some of these bonus products with the income riders, and yes, I believe in those. That's why I sell them. And yes, I would own one because I even have people say, well, I never do a bonus product. The caps and the participations and the spreads are too restrictive. I'm going, that's not why I'm doing this annuity. I'm basically creating my own pension-like product. I believe in that. And why can I do that? Well, I also have enough money to where I have it set aside to where I have my life insurance taken care of. I have, if I die, my family's taken care of. I have all sorts of things already taken care of to where income can be a very important thing without sacrificing the ability to pass money on to my heirs. Because to me, that's actually a big thing. Some people, I just heard talk to a client last night. I have no heirs whatsoever. It doesn't matter. I want to pass I don't care about passing money on. I want to make sure I get the most to live off of. And now they also said, I don't want the money going to the insurance company when I die. I would like it to pass to someone. So obviously we're not doing an immediate annuity or something like that. We're going to do an indexed annuity. But the point is I'm finding the purpose. But when you're acting like you believe in something, when you really don't, the client will see right through that. And quite frankly, that's shameful. You should never represent something that you yourself don't believe in. And then let's end with this last one. As I said, we have four, we're going to do four today, but I think the talker is a big one. And this is, I picked this one because it's probably the ones I get, the one that I get the most interaction with agents on. Whether it's the conversation on the phone call, whether it's in the appointment, they talk, and they don't listen. I believe there's really a really good reason why God gave us two ears and one mouth. We're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. And a lot of times if we're not listening, actually all the time if we're not listening, we're not going to understand what the true concern of the client is. Another thing that you can do is because you're nervous or you don't feel confident in the product, you want to talk about everything. You don't want to actually talk about what's important. You want to talk about their grandkids. You want to talk about the weather. You want to talk about politics. You want to talk about family. You want to talk about all these other things than why you came out. What did you come out to help this client for? And a lot of times it's just a nervousness or it's a lack of confidence in your own ability. So you're trying to find all these other things to talk about with the exception of what you actually have to talk about because you don't know your product well enough. And you think just being nice and kind is going to get them to make a decision. But the reality is if you're not finding a solution to the problem, and that's another one I'm going to cover down the road, is the basically pushing a product without finding a solution and actually selling the product based off of a solution rather than just product pushing. That's a whole nother one. But you want to make sure that you're not talking your way out of the deal. Another, and that brings up this point where somebody's already made the decision to buy, yet you keep trying to sell. That's the talker. You keep trying to present the case over and over and over again. When they're sitting there, they're going, wait a second, I've already made the decision. Why are you still talking? And they're not necessarily saying that out loud, but I assure you they're saying that in their mind. They're going, okay, stop the 50th close when I've already told you this is what I want. But the natural sales ability, things that you have to continue to confirm why they're buying. And that's not the case. If they've made the decision, you've presented the case, they feel comfortable, they think this meets their needs, then why are you still talking? And I can keep talking and talking about this particular subject, and I can become the talker real quick. I even find myself kind of doing that. I'm going, okay, I beat this horse to death. Stop talking, Chad. But I'm actually specifically hitting this one hard because a lot of agents are more concerned about being the friend, creating a conversation than they are being the expert and finding a solution to the problem. And so they talk their way out of the deal. And that's just very important. Let's not do that. Let's make sure we're confident in what we're doing, straight to the point. I mean, I think about doctors. Doctors, a lot of times people get a complaint that they don't have a good bedside manner. I have doctors that are straight to the point that have great bedside manner. It's the ones that just, they don't ask the problem or they don't seem like they're concerned about it. And then I'll go, okay, you kept it short and sweet, but you still don't know my actual problem and it doesn't seem like you care. But the ones that are short, concise, they address, they look at the problem, they find the solution. Those are great people. I don't want to spend 35 minutes in a doctor's office talking about all these other things when I just want to know what the problem is and what the solution is. That's it. So let's not be the talkers. I'm going to create, like I said, an e-course on this, guys. Remember, do not, I cannot stress to you enough, do not forget about the live event we're having in September. This is a big deal. It's September 26th and 27th. It's a Thursday and a Friday. It's about 8 hours of training. You come in that morning, you leave the next night. It doesn't affect your business, but I have had testimony after testimony of people that have went to this event and is well worth every penny. Think about it. One $100,000 annuity gives you an average of $6,000 in compensation. And so even with our early birds, even full price at $19.97, which it's not right now, go to our website, sign up for the event. But right now it's at a fraction of the price and it will continue to go up. So if you're listening to this podcast down the road and it's a higher price, I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's very expensive to rent a venue and pay for food. It's very expensive. I've had two daughters get married, and you guys, if you've had kids get married, you know what I'm talking about. It is to rent a space in a venue. But I love helping people. I love getting to do what I do. So don't forget the live event. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Also, if you want to become a member to rragentsacademy.com, do it. Sign up for the levels. I'm a big fan of the Pro Plus because you get that additional Q&A session. And we're going to start to roll out some other benefits to that as well. So I appreciate your time, guys. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.